Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we are off and running. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, on this Wednesday. It is Wednesday. What are we here? Wednesday. You know what? I don't even have the date in front of me. Isn't that terrible? Usually it's up on the computer, but the recorder for the computer is now covering up the date. So I will let you know that it is Wednesday, October the 7th. I do remember that. And it is currently about 18 minutes past the hour. And here we go, off and running on this Wednesday morning. Now, yesterday we had a lot of interesting guests on the program. Dr. Art Uhlein came on and filled us in on the medical condition of the president and just COVID-19 in general, and I thought that was a very interesting interview. And also Amazing Kreskin came on yesterday and spoke to us about the big event that went on yesterday. Now, yesterday at 3:33 p.m. Eastern time, did everybody take 3 minutes and just sit and think about who they were going to vote for in the upcoming November election for president? Because we will be getting that prediction here very soon. It's over now. It happened yesterday, 3:33 p.m. The Amazing Kreskin made his guess, or prediction, I guess we should say, for the upcoming election based on what happened yesterday at 3:33 p.m. So there's that. Also yesterday, I told the story of the Mary Ellen Withrow birthday party. Now, it took me about 45 minutes yesterday to tell this story, and it was basically a story about what can happen when you go to a party and how some people should not go to parties. Now, that story yesterday took me right up to the Amazing Kreskin, so I had no chance to open up the phone lines. So I want to open up the phone lines now for you and the listening audience. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any opinions on this story I told yesterday? Or have you had a party mishap that, or maybe not even a party, just a personal mishap in which you, I don't want to say, because I'm not sure I was embarrassed. I think back to that story now, and I don't think I was embarrassed at any time. It was just an awkward moment, because I did not want anybody to feel uncomfortable because of what I had done. So I guess it was more of that was what was really going on. But has anybody ever had an incident like that? Did anybody think anything of the story yesterday that I told about Mary Ellen and her birthday party and how I somehow managed to get chocolate on myself? There's no way I could tell the story here again this morning because it's a long story. Like I say, it took about 45 minutes to tell yesterday, but has anybody ever had those awkward moments at parties or had an awkward moment in life where you did something and then you had to try to cover it up, and the cover-up turned into a much worse situation than even the initial problem was? Because that's what happened. You know, I think back now, and I think, how might I have better handled that situation? And I'm also interested to know, do you think I could have handled that situation better? Do you think that when the chocolate started to melt, that there was something that I could have done differently that would have saved that particular situation? Because I don't want to get into that story again and tell it all again, but holy mackerel, what a mess I was in. So has anybody ever had that particular situation? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know that I'm getting some news here that people did not hear the story yesterday morning. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I don't think I've ever done this before, but I'm going to try to shorten the story up and tell it again really quick for people who did not hear it. And while I'm telling this story again, I want you to think of something awkward that may have happened in your life in a situation that you did not want to be put in, and it ended up turning out very strange. So here's the story again, a little more condensed than yesterday. But be thinking, because I want to hear from you when this is over. 740-383-9944. And then I'm also going to tell you about something last night that I've posted on Facebook about a cheap date. A cheap date. So stay tuned for this, because this is also a thing. Okay, here's the story. On Saturday, I was very nicely invited to Mary Ellen Withrow's birthday party. And the birthday party was held at her home. And all her family was there, and she has a very big family, you know, four daughters, and their kids, and their kids' kids, and their kids' spouses, and other people were there too. Brenda Donegan was there, her hairdresser was there, the whole kit and caboodle was there on Saturday. The house was full. And I was very privileged, and I thank Mary Ellen for inviting me to this big birthday party. Okay, so here's what happened. I go to the birthday party, and we're all out in the garage, and I'm talking to Brenda Donegan, who I had not seen in a while. And one of Mary Ellen's daughters came by and said, "Would you like something to drink?" And I said, "Yes, I'd like some lemonade." So I had a glass of lemonade in my hand. Now, I'm sitting in a chair at this point. I had a glass of lemonade, and I'm talking. And then somebody else came by, and I'm not really sure who this person was. May have been a niece, may have been a nephew. I'm not sure who it was. But they had the chocolate candy. You know, like the Ghirardelli chocolate candies. And I'm not a big fan of chocolate, if you listen to this show. But I wanted to take one of the chocolates. So I took one of the chocolates. So now I've got the chocolate ball in one hand, and I've got the drink in the other hand. And I'm talking to Brenda Donegan, and at this point, Mary Ellen was back in the garage. So I'm talking to Mary Ellen, and I'm talking to Brenda, and Brenda's brother's there. And I think one of Mary Ellen's daughters was there at this point. So we're all talking, and I'm not eating or drinking because I'm talking to these people out in the garage at this birthday party. Well, after I knew while I was talking to them that the chocolate was melting. Because I could feel the chocolate melting in my hand, but that's not a huge deal because, you know, we've all had chocolate melt in our hands, like M&M's, melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Well, this chocolate was not that chocolate. This chocolate melted in your hand, not in your mouth. So the chocolate is melting in my hand, and I know it's melting in my hand, but it's just my hand. I can wipe my hand off. This is no big deal. So, I finally get done talking, and I look down, and I realize that not only has the chocolate started to melt in my hand, but the chocolate has melted through my fingers, and onto my pants, and onto the bottom of my shirt. So now, I have chocolate all over the front of my pants, and I have chocolate on the bottom of my shirt. And at this point, this is bad. Now, nobody can really see it at this point because I'm sitting down in the garage. So now I'm thinking, I've got to get to the bathroom to wipe this chocolate off. That's my first. I need to get to the bathroom, not to make anybody feel awkward at the party. I need to get to the bathroom so I can wipe the chocolate off the front of me. Okay. So I asked somebody where the bathroom was, and the bathroom was just outside of the room that I was in. So, okay. So when I noticed that nobody was really looking, I stand up with a drink in one hand and a chocolate in another hand with chocolate all over my shirt and chocolate on the front of my pants, and I make a dash for the bathroom. So I make it to the bathroom unscathed. There's nobody between me and the bathroom. So now I'm in the bathroom. But I have got limited things to work with in the bathroom, and chocolate is hard to get out of your clothes. In the bathroom, I've got tissues, I've got obviously toilet paper. This is what I have to work with in the bathroom. There was a bar of soap there to get this chocolate off the front of my pants and off of my shirt. So I start to scrub like crazy to get this chocolate off the bottom of my shirt and the front of my pants with water and soap and tissues and toilet paper and all of this. So I'm wiping like crazy, and I'm in the bathroom for a long time now because, as I say, chocolate is not easy to get out. And I did not know that chocolate was so hard to get out because I don't ever remember spilling chocolate on myself because I am not a chocolate eater. So this is not something that happens every day. So I'm wiping and wiping and wiping and wiping, and finally, after about 20 or 25 minutes, I was in that bathroom so long, they probably thought that I had some kind of urological problem. They probably thought that I had some kind of urological disease for how long I was in this bathroom. So I finally get all the chocolate rubbed out, but now I notice that the bottom of my shirt and the front of my pants are soaking wet. The bottom of my shirt and the front of my pants are soaking wet. Now, you know what this looks like at this particular point. It looks like I have had some kind of an accident. So now I'm thinking, how do I go back into the room? This is worse than the chocolate. How do I go back into the room with the bottom of my shirt soaking wet and the pants soaking wet? So I'm in the bathroom, and I'm thinking, how in the world do I get out of here without anybody seeing all this wet area? So I thought to myself, if I can just get back to the garage, which is like 15 feet from where I am, without anybody seeing me, if I sit down and cross my legs, nobody would see that the front of my pants is wet, and I could just sit there and nobody would notice. So I how am I going to get out of here, though, because I don't know who's outside this bathroom door? So at this point, I hear them singing Happy Birthday to Mary Ellen. So I think this is my chance, because obviously at this point, everybody is paying attention to Mary Ellen, and they're singing Happy Birthday to her. So I can get out of the bathroom now. So I open up the door, I dart out of the bathroom, but the door is blocked to the garage where I want to be. So what I do is, there's a little bar in the island in the kitchen. So I dart into the kitchen, and I'm standing behind this island, and one of Mary Ellen's daughters is in the kitchen. So now I'm standing behind this island. Now, the real reason I'm standing behind this island is because I have the front of me, which is now covered in water, facing the island. And so I'm eating celery, and I'm, you know, acting like I'm gathering food, because why else am I standing there? And Mary Ellen's daughter is behind the counter cutting the birthday cake. And she's probably wondering what I'm doing there at this point. But I couldn't move because there were people now filing out of the garage because the birthday song was over. That's not a long song. So now I'm thinking, how do I get from this island back into the garage so I can sit down and cover up all this wetness on the front of me? So I'm watching everybody come out, and I'm thinking, okay, this might be my chance to get back in the garage, because if I get back in the garage, I'm home safe. I'm home safe if I can get back in the garage. So after standing at this island for about 10 minutes, I start to dart back into the garage as quickly as I can. Now, as I'm darting back into the garage, here comes Mary Ellen's granddaughter. Now, I think she looked down and saw the wetness. She didn't say anything, but I think she knew. I can only guess what she thought. to be honest with you. So she didn't say anything. She was very polite family. So I just darted past her, back to the garage, sat down, crossed my legs, and tried to cover this all up. Now, at this point, I feel bad because there's no way I'm going to get out of this chair because I'm waiting for my pants to dry at this point. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking and I'm having a good time, and I feel bad because, you know, people are saying, do you want cake? Do you want another chocolate? Which there's no way I was going near that stuff. Do you want another drink? Do you want pizza? You know, all the food that was being served there, and I kept turning it all down because I don't want to get up. And then I'm handing my stuff to people who are coming by to collect the trash, and I feel bad that I'm not throwing my own trash away. They probably thought I was just lazy because I don't want to get out of this chair because my pants are wet. So, in any event, the pants dried, and I ended up leaving. I had a great time, but I think I got out of this unscathed. Now, here are the 2 points that are maybe the 2 most important points of this. Number one, I don't know what the granddaughter saw. So I very well could have been, after I left that party, she might have turned to Mary Ellen and the whole family and said, I don't know what happened. He had an accident. That very well could have happened. I don't know. Because I don't know what the fallout would have been. Now, here's the other thing that I had not admitted until yesterday morning on the air. And this is a horrible thing to admit. And I feel horrible about this. But when I went into the bathroom, I'll never be invited over again because of this. When I went into the bathroom, after I had spilled the chocolate on myself, I still had the cup and I still had the chocolate in my hand. Now, the cup was not a disposable cup. The cup was a glass cup. So I went into the bathroom and I put the chocolate in the cup. What was left of the chocolate ball? I put it in the cup. So now after I get all wiped up in the bathroom, I have this cup with a chocolate ball in it. And I'm thinking, what do I do with this? Because if I carry it out of the bathroom and somebody sees a cup with a melted chocolate ball in it, they're going to think something's up. So I know I can't carry this cup out of there. And also, if I ask for more beverage out there, I can't use this cup again. And if I hand this cup to them to refill it, they're going to say, well, you know, what happened here? And frankly, I didn't want to talk about the whole situation at that point. So here's what I did. Now, this is just how nuts I am. What I did was I took the cup with the chocolate ball in it, and I pulled open one of the drawers in Mary Ellen's bathroom, and I set it in the drawer, and I shut the drawer. So, now this brings up an interesting point. I don't know, because I certainly didn't tell anybody that I did that until yesterday morning, so I don't know if Mary Ellen has found this cup. But here's what I figure happened, if she has found the cup. Here are the 2 scenarios. Number one, she either found the cup with the chocolate ball in it in one of the drawers in her bathroom, and she said, oh, those grandkids, why did they do this? Or she hasn't found the cup yet with the chocolate ball in it in one of the drawers in her bathroom. Now, if you know Mary Ellen, I know Mary Ellen listens to this station, so I know, and Mary Ellen, my goodness, if you're hearing this story, I feel awful, but I feel as an honest man that I have to tell this story. And this is the second time I'm telling it. I'm apologetic. I hope you have found this cup with the chocolate ball in it in the drawer. It wasn't your grandkids. It wasn't your great-grandkids. It was me. It was my awkwardness. It was my ineptness at handling a party. I apologize. I'm sorry. And there you have my sincerest apologies that I put this chocolate ball in the cup and then stuck it in one of the drawers in your bathroom. So that's the story. As silly as it seems, and as unbelievable as that's, and I feel so horrible because her family is so nice. And Mary Ellen is so nice. These are the last people I would want to perpetrate this to. So, there you go. We're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
You think you feel horrible now. How will you feel if she gets bugged?
Well, I feel... Well, I mean, but what else should I have done? I didn't know what to do with the cup.
Scott, I think honesty is always the best policy.
Well, isn't that what I've done here on the air the last couple days?
Well, no, because she may still not know. The whole town of Marion will know. She may not know.
Well, I hope somebody tells her.
Maybe she gets ants or something.
No, I don't want her to get ants.
Of course you don't. That's why you had to call her and come clean with her.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why?
Because then I'll seem like a buffoon.
Well, Scott, you know, you guys are friends, so that means she'll forgive you, right?
Oh, I think Mary Ellen will forgive me. She's a very kind woman.
What are you waiting on?
Well, because I feel like a doofus.
The infestation of bugs?
Well, I feel like a doofus.
Well, how will you feel if she calls you and says, Scott, the funniest thing happened to me the other day. I was in the restroom doing my hair, and then I saw a colony of ants in my cabinet.
Well, that's what I feel terrible. You know, this is the 40th treasurer. This is a woman who went to the national level in politics, and here I am sticking...
So I feel like she could handle this, Scott.
Well, I think she could handle it, but then I don't want her to have to clean this cup, because this cup's going to be a lot of work now.
Well, maybe you should just go over there and do it, and just say, Mary Ellen, I'm really sorry, and then just tell her, and then make your way to the cup, and then you can clean it properly.
Well, have you ever, what would you, because here's what I really want to know, because this is how I handled the situation, and this is the truest story you've ever heard.
I know you're going to ask me, what would I have done?
What would you have done?
Unfortunately, I only caught, and I don't want you to have to go through the story a third time for my sake.
Oh, I don't want to go through it again. It's confession. Every time I say it,
I... bits and pieces of it. Something about you had made a mess of yourself, and you didn't know what to do, and you threw chocolate in a cup and threw it in a cabinet.
Well, here's the Reader's Digest. I spilled chocolate on myself. I went to the bathroom to wipe it off. I ended up wet. I didn't want to go back out there all wet, so I got rid of the evidence.
Nope, I think I would have came out with the chocolate in the cup, disposed of it properly in the trash can, and then whenever someone asked, I just would have said, I made a mess, you know me, and made a joke out of it.
Well,
never underestimate the power of comedic relief, Scott.
Well, I hope that's what we're getting now is comedic relief, because I know she's going to hear this program.
Now we're getting ants, and it's a big conspiracy, and
don't you think she's probably already gotten the ants by now? I mean, this was Saturday.
I hope not.
Well, I hope not too, but they seem like very secure drawers that I dumped this cup in.
You know how little an ant is, Scott?
Well, do you think that ants could really get in like this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how long does that take?
I don't know, because I don't put chocolate in my drawer, Scott.
Well, I don't normally. This is not something I do. But here's what I think. I think she'll blame it on one of the grandkids.
And what's that worth? You can't let the poor babies take the rap for your antics.
Well, I know, and that's why I had to come on the air and be truthful about it. You know, I got to be truthful somewhere.
Now you have a clear conscience. Even though you haven't told her a thing, you have a clear conscience now?
Yeah, this was like confession. This was like confession. I feel like I've confessed all my sins now.
Like we're in the closet here and we're listening to you?
Yes, I feel that's what this is like, because I come back. It's just like the thing at Myers a few weeks ago with the mask. You know, they probably thought I was nuts, but I had a rhyme or reason, and I came here and I told the story.
That's really interesting how your conscience works and how you're able to work that out.
Well, don't you think, though, I mean, I'm telling it to more people than I could ever if I stood on my porch with a megaphone that I just told the city of Marion that I'm an idiot and don't invite me to your parties because this is what will happen.
God, here I am trying to reason with you. I better get off here.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Did I do the wrong thing here or what would you have done? That's what we want to know. And I, you know, I don't know if word has gotten back to Mary Ellen as of yet. I've told this story 2 days in a row now, and it just is awful. It's an awful story, because I would never, never, never want to do that. And now I'm thinking, oh no, maybe a colony of ants has overcome Mary Ellen's bathroom, and now this is terrible. It's awful. It's an awful, awful story, but I felt the need to bring this up because it just can show you this is what happens when you go out in the public. I should not be out in the public. I should be locked away and never at parties because this sort of thing happens and I don't know why. I don't know what happened. So, what do you think I should do? Now, should I call up Mary Ellen? I mean, I'll call her right on the air. You know, Mary Ellen's that type of lady. Should I call her right on the air right now? I'm sure she's up. She gets up early. And say, listen, Mary Ellen, if you haven't heard already, I'm an idiot. And I put a cup with a chocolate ball in it in your bathroom, in a drawer. What should I do here? 740-383-9944. Or did you handle it? Or how would you handle it, I guess is what I should say. How would you have handled it? If you're so smart, how would you have handled this particular situation? Because I'm telling you, you think you would have gotten up and told people that you had spilled chocolate all over yourself. But it was just, it was a room full of people that I was not really familiar with. And during my first meeting, I really did not want to show them how clumsy and sloppy I was. So we need to know. And Mary Ellen, if you're out there listening, call. Let me know if you found this chocolate. And if you haven't found this chocolate, I will tell you what drawer it's in. And if anybody out there knows Mary Ellen, call Mary Ellen up now. Tell her you were listening to the radio. Tell her what happened. And tell her to call me right here on the air right now if she feels comfortable. And I will explain to her what happened. And I'll tell her where the chocolate ball and the cup are so she can get it out of there and get it into the sink. And I'll apologize profusely for what happened. So that's how we'll handle this. I know a lot of people know Mary Ellen in the community. So if anybody's out there listening, we got about 17 minutes left in this segment. Just call her up, or if you've told her already, we can do it that way. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, you know, I'm getting all these comments about what would people, who cares what people think. See, it's not about what people think. That's not what was going on here at this particular party. It's not what people would think. I wasn't worried about what people would think. I was just sort of mystified by how stupid I had been to let this chocolate melt through my hand and all over my clothes. I thought, this is the dumbest thing in the world. Now, what those people think of me. Oh, and also, another thing, to be honest with you, I did not want to wreck the birthday party because the birthday party was going along just fine. And honestly, it takes a minute to get chocolate out of your clothes. Trust me, I know. I was in the bathroom. And I did not want to have to bring a halt to what was a good party to solve this problem. So what people think was not really what I was worried about. It was more about, I didn't want to bring a halt to the party because it was a lot of chocolate. You know, I have never seen chocolate melt like that. I guess fine chocolate melts very quickly. So there you go. That's why you don't, I'm sure that Ghirardelli chocolate is very good when you get it in your mouth. And coincidentally, I never took a bite of it. But I feel bad, Mary Ellen, if you're listening to this, I apologize. I hope you have found this cup with chocolate in your bathroom drawer. It wasn't your grandkids, it wasn't your great-grandkids, it was me. I did it. And I hope there are not ants collecting over there. I feel horror. And oh, now see, there could be an exterminator called. This whole thing is just completely getting out of hand. I feel horrible about this whole situation. So, would you have handled it differently than I did? Or what would you have done? I don't think I'm ever going anywhere again. I'm going to stay home from now on my home turf where I know where everything is, and I can change my clothes, I guess, if there is a hazard like this from now on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think there's a real fear of insects going into Mary Ellen's bathroom after this? I don't know. It's just a piece of chocolate in a glass cup. Do you think that that ants could form already since Saturday? I don't know. I don't know if they form that fast. And it's in a like a cupboard. So it's not like it's on the floor. I don't know if that would happen. All right, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because other than that, I think the cup can be cleaned. You know, you just soak it and the chocolate comes out of it. But it was a hazardous event. It was an absolutely hazardous event. So if anybody has any thoughts on this, let me know, because we've got about 12 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. Now you've heard the story for the second time. The story that, frankly, makes me look like a moron. But you know, this is the honesty of me. I cannot tell a lie. I have to come on the air and be honest with you and tell you exactly what happened, word for word, event for event, this past Saturday at the birthday party. So that's how it goes. 740-383-9944. Now, here's a whole nother subject. Last night, I was out with somebody. And by the way, the person I was out with last night can never pick a place to eat. Now, 9 times out of 10, I go out with this person. I've been out with them before. And every time I get in the car, they say, have you eaten? And usually I haven't when I run into them. So they want to go eat. But they never want to pick the place where we eat. So there's always like this big back and forth about where we're going to eat, where are we going to eat, where are we going to eat, where are we going to eat. This always goes on. And I don't know how to get past that situation either. If anybody has any tips on that, let me know. So, in any event, what happened was we finally pick a place to go and eat last night. So we go to the place, and I'm not going to mention the place because this has to do with the people who work at this particular establishment. We go to the place to eat. And I had never been there before. This particular place I had never been to. So I had to get a menu. Now the other person had been there. So I'm looking at the menu, which is a small menu because it's COVID times and we don't have big menus anymore. So I'm looking at this small menu, which is like on a half sheet of paper. And I can tell that people are getting restless while I'm looking over this paper to order the food that I'm going to order. So the person I was with ordered a sandwich, and I think that's all they got was a sandwich. They ordered a sandwich, and I was just not in the mood for a sandwich last night. I had a sandwich over the weekend. I had the last night that Stewart's was open, I'd had a hamburger, and I just was not in all that mood. I did not want a sandwich. So the only thing that jumped off this menu to me was green beans. Because I do like green beans. Now, haven't we all at home from time to time when we don't feel well or if we just want to make a good meal have done like the green beans and ham? I mean, isn't that a good meal? Isn't that a meal? That's not just a side. That's a meal. So I see green beans on there and I think, well, I haven't had green beans in a while. Maybe I'll just order some green beans. So I told the lady who was taking the order, I said, just give me the green beans. And the lady says, who took the order, says, boy, you're a cheap date. Boy, you're a cheap date. And then she turns to the person who's laughing hysterically now. Boy, you got off easy. You're a cheap date. He's a cheap date. He's a cheap date. And then the woman who was preparing the food, who was different than the woman who took the order, brings the food out, and she says, wow, you got off with a cheap date. And then last night, I got a message from that person, who I was with last night, and they go, I like that you're such a cheap date. Now listen, I think I'm being shamed here. When is green beans not allowable for a meal? Is that not allowable for a meal? I mean, let's be serious. What's wrong with eating green beans for a meal? Should I have been shamed for this? And then there's this whole talk this morning, because I put this on Facebook. I didn't tell the whole story, but I put this on Facebook that now I'm considered a cheap date. Now, cheap date means cheap financially, doesn't it? Yes, I think that's what it means, unless you've got some kind of weirdo mind, I guess. Now, seriously, isn't green beans an okay choice for a meal? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think? Green beans are okay for a meal. How many times in your kitchen have you cooked up green beans and dropped pieces of ham in there and had a whole meal for yourself? Was I wrong to just order green beans here out on this? Well, I'm not even sure it was a date, to be honest with you. I don't think it was a date. So I'm not even sure I was a cheap date. I don't know where that whole thing came from. But I certainly was a nice person last night to order an inexpensive item off of the menu. I think that was nice of me. Don't you? I think that's doable. Is there anything wrong with this? You know, this is my life. This is the whole problem. This is my life. These are the things that go on. This is a week. This whole incident with Mary Ellen and the chocolate, that's been this week. This whole incident with the green beans last night, that's like a four-day period. You know, what is wrong with just having green beans for a meal? I think this is fine, and I think I was shamed inappropriately for just having green beans. And somehow, I ended up becoming a cheap date, which I think is totally wrong. All right. What do you think out there? We've got about, what do we got here? 6 minutes before the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. And by the way, how do you solve that problem? Because I don't want to go through this again. We went through it 50 bazillion times now. How do you solve the problem when the person says to you, have you eaten yet? And you say no. And they say, okay, where do you want to eat? And I say, go ahead and pick it. And then we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it takes forever to find a place to eat. Now, does anybody have an answer for this particular problem? Because this is a real problem. Because I hate going through this time and time again. Now, I'm getting messages galore here on Facebook that I have no idea. There's 50 bazillion messages. Let me see here. You know, if one of these people would ever just call in and tell me what I did wrong here, this would be a good morning for it, because you only got 6 minutes. Because I don't know if I can scroll through all this rigmarole. Well, they're talking about the Mary Ellen problem here. Let's see here. Well, yeah, we don't know if Mary Ellen's found the chocolate in the cup yet. If I find out if Mary Ellen's found the chocolate in the cup, I'll let you know. But I'm not going to out myself, particularly at this point, about it. I'll let you. But if I find out that she found the chocolate in the cup, I'll let you know. Okay. Well, apparently it was a funny story, which was good. Okay, what do we got here? Let's see here. You know, some people use some language that's inappropriate on Facebook Messenger here. Okay, I'm getting a phone call. I hope this is something worthwhile. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I was trying to scroll through your messages here.
Well, I told you how to crack the code.
Oh, but it's kind of X-rated, so I needed to put some kind of shades
Wait,
on or something. To go through these messages.
No, when you ask how to figure out how to go somewhere to eat.
Oh, right? Good. Tell me about it.
So you just ask the person, or say to the person, guess where we're going to go eat tonight? And then you're both going to get excited, and you're going to make them guess, and then the first place that they say is obviously where they want to go, so then that's where you go.
Oh, so you pretend, you lie.
It's not a lie. It's just a question. Just say, guess where we're going to go tonight. And
right,
then they guess as if you know, and then you just Oh.
Right, but that's an implication that you know. So there's a little bit of a lie in there.
Not really.
So I say to
them to get.
So we get in the car, and I say to the person, I say, guess where we're going to go eat tonight? And wherever they say, that's where we go.
Right. You just have to get excited about, like, nope, you have to guess. And then when they guess, that's where you go.
But what if they stonewall you and say, I have no idea?
You can't. That's not an answer. It's a funny. Like, you have to, like, make them get excited about going to eat. So then you just are excited, and you make them guess.
Well, I'll try it. Have you tried this before? Because have you suffered with this problem, too?
I have 3 kids. Of course I do. And yes, they guess, and that's where we go.
So why is it, do you think, that people can't just tell you where they want to eat? Why do we have to go through this when clearly people know where they want to eat?
I think there's being polite, right?
Is that what it is?
What it makes it, maybe.
It's like people grabbing the check at the end of the meal.
Well, that's not you, though, right?
Now, see, that's not very nice.
Michelle, back me up here.
I've went for the check. I'm sure I've went for the check. No, but listen, is green beans a wrong thing to order?
100%.
No, what's wrong with you? Green beans is a meal.
First of all, green beans are disgusting. And second of all, they're not a meal. Like I said in my message, like, you are like the girl who goes out to dinner and says, oh, I'll just have a salad.
Well, what's wrong with a salad? I like a salad.
Nothing, but it's just like, eat, you know, like, eat your meal.
Do you, I mean, I was ordering green beans because that's what I wanted. It sounded good.
They could have been good with, like, a steak or a piece of chicken or, like, even a salad with a side of green beans. Odd combination, but, like, it's more food.
But, you know, I don't like that I was called cheap for this because, I wasn't paying anyway. So I don't know.
Well, obviously.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's just me. Right, but I, you know, isn't it nice, though, that I let the person off cheap?
I guess. I mean, were you being polite and eating less because you knew they were paying?
No, I didn't run it down that way. It's just what jumped off at the menu to me. That's all it was.
I mean, I'd love to know where you went, but, like, green beans is the only thing that jumped off the menu for you.
Well, I didn't want a sandwich. There were a lot of sandwiches there, and then there were things like potato salad and macaroni salad and things like this, and that just didn't do it for me. So green beans sounded the most logical choice.
Scott logic.
Okay, and finally, the final question is here. What do you think with Mary Ellen and the chocolate?
You know, it was weird because I said I was tuning in and I missed the story the first time around. And then I had run into Starbucks to grab my tea when you told it the short second time. So I missed it again.
You missed the story both times.
I did. But, like, if you hid a piece of chocolate in her bathroom, I would absolutely tell her.
Well, I didn't hide it there, like, for a scavenger hunt. I hid
right,
it there.
Yeah, I get it.
I was trying to get rid of the evidence.
That's so strange.
Well, if I walked out with this cup with chocolate in it, they were going to know that I had spilt this chocolate all over myself, and I had to get rid of the evidence.
I think you just have to own it. Like, that's who, I mean, at that point, that I would.
I thought she's going to find it. And I thought that she would just blame it on one of the great-grandkids.
She probably will. God love them.
I know. So I figured I would get off scot-free on this.
And then you just told the story on air.
Well, because I'm an honest man. And I've got to come in, I've got to be... This microphone is like truth serum for me.
That's not being honest. That's just like clearing your conscience at this point. Like, if you want to be honest, then you're going to have to call Mary Ellen and tell her, listen, it wasn't one of the grandkids, it was actually me.
I think that's
being honest.
I think that's tomato, tomato.
Nah, I think you're just clearing your conscience right now.
Well, whatever it was done. But I do believe that green beans are okay. And being called... Cheap date is inexpensive date, right?
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. You'd be happy if you had a cheap date, wouldn't you? Did you ever pay for a date?
So.
Did you ever pay?
Of course. Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. So you're like one of these modern people. You go Dutch.
No, sometimes like I pay, sometimes he pays. It's just whatever it is.
Well, that's good, because and that's the way it should be. But I felt last night when they were paying that, I thought I was doing them a favor by doing the green bean thing. I didn't do it for that reason, but in the end, I thought it ended up well for them.
that's, maybe they wanted to really take you out and treat you, though, and then you just got green beans. So it could have been a little offensive.
And they got the entertainment of me for a couple hours.
And your cheap, easy date.
I'm a cheap, easy date. That's exactly right. Well, thank you for your opinion.
It doesn't get much better than that, Scott.
I know. It doesn't get much better. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
Take care. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Out for the WWGH News Chopper, flying high overhead. In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading right here on WWGH Radio by Charlie Evers, Mary Ann Michaels, Martha Douse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. Matt Carroll, Bud Owens, Hugh Downs, and Robert